The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very rarely I get stumped. Well, I actually get stumped a lot, but very rarely I admit that I get stumped. But this is an email that's that was kind of a tough one. We only have initials. We don't ever name PL. I'm assuming it's a female. I shouldn't do that based on this. But, doctor, my son wants to join the Army. He always has. I don't want him to. I lost a son to leukemia years ago, and he's my only one left. Am I selfish, or I don't know what to do? I got two sons. You know? Yeah, you know, I'd like to know if this is mom or dad. It is. It to me, it makes a little difference. Okay? You know, it's interesting. You know, as a mama, okay, we don't call it selfishness when we worry about our babies. Okay? It's our maternal instinct. Okay? Now, me on the outside, all right, anybody who wants to serve our country, God bless them. I mean, encourage it. Okay? I think, and if my kids wanted to join the military, I come from a military family. So, of course, I'm going to be very, very proud of them. I'm not going to stand in their way. However, I can't say that to you because you had lost your other son. And so if this is your only child, you know, I can't tell you, look, this is the American way. You know, other countries, help support their children, wanted to, go into the Army. We need to, be supportive. I can't do that. I mean, we need to be practical. What do you do? You know, this is your only baby. Now, somebody could say, well, we're not really in wartime. Yeah, but somebody could also say, our country is run by idiots, too. Do you really want your son's life in the balance? And it's frustrating. I would say a lot, if I was in this situation and my son wanted to join the military, and we're not at that stage yet because they're young, but if they did, I mean, of course I wouldn't stop him because, like I said, I come from a military family, all right? I would be worried to death, though. I would feel better knowing that we did have somebody with military experience at the helm, okay? I can't stand the idea that we have a president that has absolutely no military experience at all, most of the time we don't, making decisions on, we'll send troops here, we'll send troops there, we'll send troops there. That just makes me, nervous, especially when we've had, evidence that a lot of times he doesn't listen to advice from other generals. So, you're putting your son's life into somebody else's hand. Now, what your job as a parent, what your job needs to be, okay? Because either way, whatever happens, you are going to feel regret or guilt, either keeping him from going to the military or having him go into the military, and God forbid something happens. So you're going to feel guilty no matter what happens. So your job, before your child makes any decision, is to make sure you did your job as a parent. And your job as a parent is to make sure you educated them as much as possible on the decision that they may be wanting to make. For example, if I told my kid, oh, yeah, go be a doctor. I want you to, you want to be a doctor? Great. Being a doctor is great. Oh, it's so much fun. You get to deliver babies. Absolutely. No, I'm not being the best parent. My job is to show him the pros and cons so that when he is an adult, he gets to make his own decision. Okay, your son, being at 18 years old, gets to make his own decision and should be old enough to make his own decision. I understand most teenagers play video games, so by the time they're 18, you worry, really? He's got to support a family and have a job and defend the country, but he is 18 years old. He is an adult. He should be able to make his mind. However, if the only thing he has been exposed to is, I don't know, Minecraft or whatever, and you fear he is seeing a very glorified version, your job is to make sure that he gets the education. You have him talk to retired officers. You have him read. You have him go to a base. You have him, you know, make an educated decision, okay? You know, I can't stand it when I hear people, you know, close to me, etc. They'll say something, and I'm like, you have absolutely no idea. You have no education on the concept. You know, like even somebody the other day said, I would never go into medicine because of Obamacare. Okay, I hate Obamacare just like the next person, but that's a stupid statement. You don't not go into medicine because of Obamacare. Okay, I mean, do you understand what medicine is? You're taking care of people. You're helping people. Our jobs when we take the Hippocratic Oath is we are going to take care of you no matter what is going on in our surroundings, whether we're going to be on a battlefield, whether we are in a suburban office, whether we are working at a free clinic, or whether we are working in the ugliest, tumultuous cloud that we have of Obamacare. Our job is to take care of patients. So if somebody says, yeah, I'm going to tell them not to go into medicine because of Obamacare, or I'm not going to go into medicine because of Obamacare, that's a very stupid, uneducated statement. So as a mom, your son wants to go to the Army. Now, the other thing, too, is find out why. Well, you know, I've been bullied my whole life, and it'll be nice to finally be able to give orders. All right, well, that's not why you go to the Army. Okay, I mean, you need to find out what is his attraction. If he has always wanted to be a part of the military, this is something he's always wanted to do. You know, you can't force your son to be an accountant or, some other job, a lab tech, if that's not what he's wanted. If he's always wanted to be in the military, if he's always wanted to work with weapons, if this is what he's wanted to do, he's going to do it come hook or crook. Yeah, maybe you'll be able to stop him for a couple years. But once he realizes he's out of your control, he's going to do it anyway. So your job is to make sure that when he does go, he goes being educated, that that's the decision he really wants to make and he's not going for the wrong reasons, and that you've given him as much protection as possible. And you make sure that he can do the job to the best of his ability, such that without you saying, oh, I told you not to do the job, or, you know, you don't want to make him feel guilty and, you know, cloud his self-esteem either. Because, I mean, it's a dangerous job. Same thing with police work. You know, what if your child wants to be a police officer, wants to be a firefighter? I mean, these people, they're risking their lives every day. Teachers are risking their lives. Teachers are getting shot. Doctors are getting shot. You're risking your life every day anyway, driving to work. You know, my husband always says, because he's a pilot, the most dangerous part of being a pilot is the drive to the airport. So we're risking our lives anyway. You want to make sure your son is living a life he wants to. But I hear you, and I feel for you, and I'm sorry for the loss of your other son. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a couple articles came out saying we're not doing our jobs as doctors. because we're supposed to be probably keeping kids benched after concussions. We've talked about concussions a lot on the show. Apparently doctors are kind of, bowing to parental pressure to get their kids back on the field when the kids have had concussions. And maybe doctors need to have these kids waited out a week or two. So there was some discussion there this week. And also discussion that doctors are not telling overweight firefighters to lose weight. They say obesity is a major threat to firefighter health and safety, according to researchers that wrote in the Preventing Chronic Disease from the CDC. They say there's a lot of firefighters who are in great shape, but there are also a lot that are obese. They say bigger doesn't always mean stronger. There is a difference between fitness and being big. The study said cardiovascular events usually related to diet and weight are the leading cause of firefighters' deaths in the line of duty. They say something needs to be done. Now, Dr. Day and her colleagues used data from 2011 to 2012, national sample of about 1,000 male firefighters. 96% said they visited a healthcare professional the last year, but 69% said they got no weight advice. Even among those who were obese, 48% said they didn't get any. They say younger firefighters are even less likely to get advice about weight than older ones, unless they are in the two highest weight categories. Now, there's a lot of discussion lately on what doctors need to do in terms of weight. I can't tell you how many patients I have inherited because my patients will be mad that their doctor called them fat. Now, was that the exact terminology the doctor used? Yeah, he said I was fat. Then I'll have to say, did he actually say that? I mean, he actually called you fat? No, he said I was overweight. So you need to really know the population you're working with. You know, when I first started practice, you know, I was taught as a student, you have to talk to everybody about the weight. You always have to recommend weight guidance, etc. Meanwhile, I'm inheriting all these patients saying, look, my doctor's mean. My doctor's rude. He's insulting. He makes me feel bad about myself. And here you are. You're thinking the doctor is the biggest jerk out there. And no, all he did was bring up weight. So a lot of us in private practice, okay, whose patients are expecting a lot of bedside manner and, you know, wanting, you know, to be kitten gloved, that puts somebody like me in a difficult position because I don't like to kitten glove things. I like to tell things like they are. I have an easier time telling men like it is than women. A much easier time doing that because men, you know, sometimes appear to handle it better from what I've seen in my practice. But I still don't, I'm not as aggressive as I would like to be. Okay? You know, the smoking is easy. Quit smoking. Let me help you. If it can't help you, you gotta get off the smokes. I understand it's hard. You gotta get off the smokes. They're killing you. I have no problems doing that. But telling a woman who is already concerned about her weight, seeing me for depression and anxiety, who's overweight, me to tell her you are just overweight, you need to lose weight, that's something that is extremely difficult to do. Now you have your firefighters, or we have our cops. I have a lot of cops nearing retirement, they're overweight. And you think I'm going to be spending most of the visit thanking them for their service, thanking them for what they do, and asking them what I can do to make their life easier. But remember, I'm the doctor. Okay? I'm not doing them a service, not talking about it. So I could either decide to do my practice the way I should, where I just, you know, browbeat everybody on what needs to be done with health. Okay? You need to lose weight. You need to do this. You need to do this. You need to do this. You know, or I could, kitten glove, which I've done also when I don't think it's the right way to do it. Or you find a nice combination. You know, some doctors at the end of the visit will do the first thing where it's like, okay, great visit today. Don't forget to go to the dentist, go to the eye doctor, get your skin cancer screen, lose weight. They slip it in there really quick so nobody, you know, feels like they're being insulted. But, you know, people expect different things from their doctor now than they did in the past. Okay? You know, the medicine industry is now a service industry in terms of where there's supposed to be customer service. People are expecting customer service. People are expecting doctors with bedside manners. People are expecting us to be I don't know, not like Marcus Welby, but some of the, you know, they expect us to be very personable. And we've really shaken off the stoicness that a lot of doctors have had, and I'm glad and I'm proud of us. But then on the flip side, we've gone the other way, where we are just too kitten glovey and we're wussies. And I have become much more of a wuss than I used to. And I'm not very proud of that. I mean, I really need to, you know, lay down the law. But the other reason why I've also probably backed off with it is because when I was skinny, and I was in my late 20s and my 30s, with, I didn't think it was great metabolism, but apparently everything was working right. You know, it was very easy for me to, you know, blame other people's obesity on their eating habits and them not exercising. Then all of a sudden, I go through my hormone issues and I find out that this weight gain is not because of what I eat and lack of exercise. I didn't know what to tell patients. Alright? I mean, I didn't know what to tell them. How do I tell them to eat right and exercise when I ate right and exercised and I still gained weight? So some doctors are also insecure about their own weight. They're not going to start talking to the patients about that. So what I've done, and I want to do a better job of, is I've said, you know, look, you know, I, you know, can relate with some of the problems you're having, because when I started to gain weight, this happened. For example, I had a patient recently who was having reflux disease, gastroesophageal reflux, so a lot of heartburn. You know, and I told her, you know, I never had heartburn until I put on all this weight when I started to get my hot flashes. Now I have heartburn and I'm fighting this weight. She's like, I know, I think it's related to my weight too. You know, and I go, look, you don't look bad, but I could lose it easy 40 pounds. Looking at your weight, you could probably lose, you know, 40 pounds as well. Why don't we start working on that? But most doctors aren't going to do it that way. I mean, you know, it's so hard. It is so difficult. So difficult, you know, and you guys may be sitting there going, well, just be a straight shooter. Tell me I'm fat. No, we can't do that. You will never come back. You know how many patients I've lost because I diagnosed them with cancer? The number one reason people leave my office, it's not because of long waits. It's not because they get sent to collections when they don't pay bills. The number one reason people have left my office is because I diagnosed them or a family member with cancer. I found the cancer. We got them to the treatment that they needed. They lived. They survived. But coming back to my office brings back negative memories. I had a patient that came in a couple months ago saying, I'm sorry, you know, I haven't seen you in a while, but remember you found colon cancer with my mom, you know, you were the one to find it, and, you know, we got her treated and all that. She ended up dying anyway, and it just, I just don't want to be sad. And so I haven't come back to you. I love you. It's just I can't think of my mom and what happened with all that. All right? And so every time I diagnose, I you know, most of these cases I've told you guys where I found this heart tumor or this lung cancer, et cetera, I just don't see the patients back again. Now, somebody could say, well, maybe they're broke from the medical treatment. You know, maybe some of them have moved. A lot of people, when they are diagnosed with cancer, they need a change of scenery. Also, the economy was bad. And so, but, you know, usually it's, you know, and they tell me, they go, look, you know, you did good. If I need you to find another cancer, I'm going to be coming back. But right now that I'm healthy, I'm not coming in to see you. I totally get that. I get that. So, you know, I'm living in a world right now, and I have a patient base right now that is very, very touchy-feely and very sensitive. And so, yeah, I'm having a hard time telling people that they are way overweight. You know? Now, one other approach that I recommend, and I recommend you guys do this with family members. One of you had written me a few years ago saying, how do I tell my husband or my wife to lose weight? Oh, that's right. That's right. One of you called in. Your wife was getting fat, and you wanted to tell her to lose weight, and you didn't know how to bring it up. How do you tell your wife that she's getting fat? Okay? Well, a real good way of doing it is saying, you know what? We're all going to eat better. Okay? All of us. You know, I gained an extra 5-10 pounds. I want to lose that. Guys, let's all do this together. Hey, do you guys all want to do, you know, and everybody exercise. Everybody work together. I remember my mom and dad taking each other to Weight Watchers back in the 80s to get my sister and me to go. Now, I didn't have to lose much weight, but I loved what I learned from that. You know, sometimes make things a family event or come up with little mini goals. Okay? You know, hey, guys, why don't we do a contest? Okay? We're going to do like a pool. Okay, whoever loses 5 pounds first wins this. Whoever walks the most on their pedometer wins this. You know, those kinds of things. Okay, and as a doctor, sometimes I'll do that. Come back when you've lost 5 pounds. I want to see how, you know, if your blood pressure is better. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, yesterday we talked about how to annoy your coworkers. That was in the first hour of the show, ways to annoy coworkers. And then I saw this article on what makes a good boss. And, you know, they say there was a survey by Strayer University that asked, and Ipsos, that asked 1,100 workers which bosses were likely to make a change at a company, and that, you know, the changes would be something that people would listen to and what would stick, etc. And I guess people like Captain Jean-Luc Picard from Star Trek, Captain Kirk, were in this survey, and people were like, yep, M, people liked M, right, played by Judi Dench in the James Bond movie, the female M, Miranda Priestley from Devil Wears Prada, Charlie on Charlie's Angels. See, Charlie on Charlie's Angels, that seems like a cool boss because he's never there. You know, everybody loves it when the boss is gone. Just let me do my job, not have the boss breathing on my neck, that sort of thing, right? Let me see. They also brought up Jack Donaghy, played by Alec Baldwin on 30 Rock. The Office, Michael Scott. I would love to have Michael. I've been watching reruns of The Office. I love Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell. Mr. Burns on The Simpsons, no. Ari Gold from Entourage. I haven't seen Entourage yet. I'm going to. Mr. Spacey from The Jetsons. No, we didn't like him. Oh, remember Office Space, played by Gary Cole? Remember, he was the annoying one, Bill Lumberg. Anyway, all right, so, you know, what makes a good boss? You know, we don't really talk about that because nobody would ever say their boss is good. I mean, some people will say, yeah, I like my boss, etc. But everybody always hates the boss. This was something that my husband had to teach me. When I started to be an employer, I mean, I knew how to be a doctor. I knew how to be an employee. I never knew how to be a boss. And all of a sudden now I was going to be employing staff. Okay, well, the first thing I talked to him about is, well, I want to be cool. Okay, and I want them to like me. And, you know, oh, my gosh, and we should all go out, like, for happy hour. And, oh, I should give them presents. And he's like, okay, hold the phone, okay? You're thinking like an employee. You need to be a boss. What if you don't like one of the employees as much as the others? You know, you're going to want to hang out with them every Friday. Well, you have to because you have to be fair and you have to do this. He's like, you don't have to hang out with your employees. They don't want to hang out with you. I go, how could they not want to hang out with me? Oh, my gosh. I am, like, super cool. I was in my 20s, and that's how I talked. I still talk like that. No. You know, to be a boss, I got to tell you, the most difficult part of being a doctor right now is me being a boss. I am not liking the being a boss part. I never have. Ever have. I don't know how to handle it. I really don't. You know, people calling in, people, you know, leaving early, people stealing things, people not doing their job right, somebody doing their job correctly, and I may not see it because I'm so overwhelmed by the mistake another employee made. You know, somebody costing us, you know, thousands of dollars breaking a piece of our equipment. You know, these are things that you're not trained to do. We're not trained. And maybe that's something we should also learn in school. You know how I have a list of what I think we should now incorporate into school curriculum? You know, like rather than PE, do a daily exercise, whether it's hiking or lifting weights or yoga or Pilates or running or just types of workouts that you would do as an adult, weight equipment, etc. I also think we should, you know, train kids on what makes a good employee and what makes a good boss. I've seen new doctors become bosses for the first times in their lives, and they are horrible. They are horrible. You know, now all of a sudden they get their MD, they get their white coat. Now they have people to give orders to, and whoa, they're barking orders. And I mean, no. I mean, listen, you know, your staff is the backbone of your company, okay? You cannot, you may think that you're the mitochondria or the power source or the brains behind the company. I don't care what type of crown you want to put on your head, but your company does not function without the staff, just like my show. I could talk as the day is long, but if it wasn't for my producers, if it wasn't for GCN Network, if it wasn't for the affiliates out there playing my show, I wouldn't have a show. And so I think, first and foremost, a good boss needs to recognize what is making them successful. And if they have this warped attitude that it's all them, okay, and it's not the team, they're going to have a problem because they're going to find themselves alone. Okay? Number two, you also have to make sure you don't get crapped on. Because when you do get crapped on, you end up taking it out on everybody later. You know, once I got stolen from, and once, I mean, I got stolen from a lot. Luckily, it was never as much as my other cohorts. Most offices get stolen from, especially medical offices. I've heard of thousands and thousands of dollars embezzled. Luckily for us, it was never that much. But I've had medical providers steal, staff steal, etc. Luckily, it wasn't enough to, notify the police or anything. We only had to notify the police once because one of our staff people, I told you about this, took the flu shots, pretended to be Dr. Dahlia, and set up a flu shot clinic in a part of town. And we noticed that she didn't steal enough syringes that she stole for the flu shots, meaning she could have possibly reused syringes. And we contacted the police because we wanted to make sure there wasn't a public health threat. We also needed to say, look, this wasn't, you know, because we were like, yeah, we heard you were giving flu shots last weekend. Over at Ago, I was never there. That wasn't me. And we saw the flu shots were stolen, et cetera. So that was the only time we got the police involved. But it turned out she actually already had the police after her for something else, had never had a police record before. So, you know, once you go through things like that, somebody's stealing the Valium out of the stat kit, so if you had an emergency, the Valium's gone. When BS like that happens, you end up becoming kind of tarnished, kind of jaded, all right? And then you start to have lack of trust. Well, now you put up the cameras. You know, now you, rather than saying, you know, clock in or give me your time card, now you're like, okay, you know what? We're going to actually have a computer way to clock in. I mean, we're doing this now, you know, we're none of this, none of this easy come, easy go. Okay, I mean, you know, and it stinks because I love the idea of having people just, you know what, I know you're doing your job. I don't care if you did your job in 5 hours or 8 hours, you did your job, all right? Yeah, you might have a couple of those employees, but for the most part, you don't. Because once one employee sees somebody else is getting off easy, a lot of times they follow suit, all right? And I know this happens because when I'm out of town, we see it. Yeah, I'll leave early. Every now and then we have a couple real, real good, solid employees, but it seems to happen. Now, mind you, I'm human too. I took off early when I could in my job, of course. You know? I mean, we all do it. We're all human. You know, thinking you could get away with something, right, that's still legal, yeah, it makes you feel good, etc. And some of us have good work ethic days and some of us have bad work ethic days. But to be a good boss, you need to have consistency. You need to be uniform. You cannot discriminate. You need to be available for people to talk to. You need to allow room to grow. All right. You also need to be very, very, you need to show your levels of consternation, how stern you are on certain things. Okay. Somebody accidentally taking a pen home, you can't, who cares? They took a pen home, no big deal. Somebody not matching up with the cash up front, or somebody stealing supplies to take home to give to their kids, that's an issue. And that needs to be addressed. Okay, now you can address it by, all right, you know, let me see the kid for free. But you need to put your foot down on the stealing. You let one thing go, all right, that's very iffy. A lot of times it progresses to something worse. I had a staff person steal samples out of the sample closet, and this is when we used to get controlled substances. Funny, I had a rep come in, steal our samples from another sample company. It was crazy. I don't know. All right. Anyway, be a good boss. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess they say that moderate drinking now, rather than being good for your health, this next study is saying it's bad for your health. They say drinking 2 glasses of wine a day is actually damaging to your health. So this research is obviously challenging previous claims that drinking 2 glasses a day of wine protects your heart. They say if you drink as little as 12 units a week, less than a pint of beer or 2 small glasses of wine a day, small glasses, this is going to have a negative effect on your health. The paper was published in the British Medical Journal, and it found drinking less reduces the risk of heart disease and lowers blood pressure, but once you drink those 2 glasses a day, so if you do less than that, you still may have a little bit of protection, but like the light drinker, like maybe less than 1 drink a day. But 2 drinks a day, no. Dr. Tim Chico, a heart disease expert at Sheffield University, said there are few, if any, health benefits to drinking alcohol, even in moderation. People are confused that one day doctors say one thing, the next come out with something different to reduce your risk of heart disease. They say you should, diet, exercise, etc. You know, we've talked about this on the show. I have never been able to publicly tell people to just go and drink alcohol. And the reason why is we know alcohol has been linked to a variety of things, not only liver disease, and stroke and high blood pressure, but, a variety of issues, depression, lack of sleep, and many of you that drink at night, you can't sleep. Well, we talk about sleeping, being important for good cardiovascular health. Another study has come out that even broken up sleep is bad for you, is just as bad as you not sleeping at all. So, what I recommend is this, okay? We all would love to validate and justify why we're drinking our wine. I get that, okay? Me, I don't like wine, so this is easy. All right? And many of us need advice. We've talked about this. Some of us need chocolate. Some of us need food. Some of us need cigarettes. Some of us go to pot. Some of us go to drugs. But people like to have their little vice. I don't know what it is psychologically. Maybe they feel like they get to do something a little bit bad. Okay? For some people, it's wine, and they don't look at it as bad. They go, wine's been around for years. My heart doctor says to have a couple glasses of wine, etc. But I notice not all heart doctors tell you to drink wine. They can't. Alcohol raises blood pressure. It's been linked to throat cancer. It's nobody's going to really want to put their license on the line consistently when we just don't have the data. So whenever we get data coming out saying, no, in this particular study, it's showing no, it is bad for your health. I always tell people to err on the side of caution. And, I've told you guys how years ago there was one baby study that poked its head out about how postmenopausal estrogen could be bad, causing heart disease. And everybody shut me up in the room because all the other studies showed estrogen protected the heart. All right. And I'm like, yeah, but if there's one study, if something bad happened to one person, maybe should we, look a little closer? Shut up, little girl. You don't know what you're talking about. And then here comes the Women's Health Initiative 2002 saying, wait a second, guys, this could be hurting the heart. So, basically what they did in this particular research study is they looked at 260,000 people. They looked at people who drink lightly and who didn't, et cetera. And, and then they looked at what medical problems they had. It was one of those retrospective studies. So this is what I would suggest you do. Everything in moderation, okay? If you like a little wine once in a while, that's fine. But if these are daily routines, I can't say that they're good for you. I can't say they're going to hurt you. I can't say that, but I'm not allowed to say it's good for you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this research study on sleep came out of Tel Aviv University, and it said that people who have interrupted sleep is worse than you not even sleeping at all. Now, this was a small study. They looked at 61 undergraduate students with a mean age of 23. They divided them into 2 groups. One group was restricted to only 4 hours of sleep, whereas the other had the luxury of sleeping 8 hours. But Their sleep was interrupted every 90 minutes, four times a night, and were not allowed to go back to sleep for 15 minutes during the interruption. The experiment was done over a period of only one night, so very small study. Then they had to talk about their cognition, and they tested their moods and things like that. And there was 24% more confusion, 43% more fatigue, 29% more depression, and sleep fragmentation. So they said that even though sleep disruptions are common, and the night awakenings may be short, having multiple ones can actually be just as deleterious as you not getting sleep at all. Now, some of you will say, well, that's a stupid study. That's not going to happen to me. Oh, really? How many times do you have to get up and pee in the middle of the night when you get up? What about letting the dog out? Our dog, we let sleep with us, and then he has to go potty. And we don't have a doggy door because he's too big, and a regular football player can fit through his doggy door. So we just decide to let him out when he needs to go back and forth. And so when he wakes us up saying he's got to go, then we have to get up, we have to let him go, and then we want him to come back in when he's done. Well, you're up, and then you're trying to go back to sleep. Yeah, and then, the kitty cats. One kitty cat wants rub tummy, then the other one goes, well, I want rub tummy and I want rub neck, right? And I want to smack you in the face with my tail, and then I want to sit on your forehead, and then I want to nibble on your tippy toes. We're not getting sleep. There was an argument made years ago that somebody said don't have pets because you'll sleep better. Now, I love pets and I love kids and, I love my family, but, the more you have in that house, the less you're going to sleep. So they ain't lying about that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, remember there was a Mississippi girl born with HIV that we thought had been cured of AIDS? Unfortunately, new tests are showing that the AIDS virus has been detected in her bloodstream. The girl is 4 years old, has remained virus-free, even though she stopped taking the HIV medications when she was 18 months old. Remember, this is the one that I think, remember the mom had treatment, then the mom left, and the girl didn't get treatment, and they couldn't find the mom and the girl. Then the girl resurfaces, and they find that the HIV is no longer there. And so they thought, wow, she didn't have to have the long, lengthy treatment. All right. They say, unfortunately, they have found that the HIV has recurred. Genetics has determined that the child's HIV infection was the same strain acquired from her mother. Doctors have placed the girl back on antiretroviral therapy, which has luckily decreased her viral levels with no side effects. They say researchers have believed that the early treatment with a panel of the antiretroviral drugs prevented the HIV from actually gaining a foothold on the girl's T cells in the immune system. And it appeared that the virus was unable to make that little reservoir in which it lays dormant in the body and then could later reignite. Unfortunately, it did. The HIV did find a reservoir, did find a place to hide out. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, maybe her mom reinfected her. I'm sure they're looking at that, but it is. It's very, very hard for mother-daughter transmission if the mom is not breastfeeding. And if the girl's 4 years old now, and we don't think the mom was breastfeeding, and if there was no blood-to-blood contact. All right. So what does that mean? Well, it means when somebody is quote unquote HIV free, you still cannot breathe a sigh of relief because it could still be hiding away in a reservoir, which is why you always need regular observation, regular tests, regular watches of your viral load, etc. And you also want to make sure that you are protecting your loved ones. If you think that you are negative, all right, you still need to use condoms. And I know there's been a lot of talk about Truvada. We'll talk about that also later next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.